Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change. So today for Goals Question Time, I'm being joined by Ben Luckett, who is Managing Director of Aviva Ventures. Hi, Ben.
Hello, Andrew.
So, Ben, can you give us a brief introduction first to Aviva and the area you work in?
Yeah, so Aviva is the UK's largest insurance company. We cover products across the insurance landscape, general insurance, life and savings, health insurance and asset management. We're in 16 different countries globally, have 34 million customers, and recently, I guess over the last few years, have been through quite a lot of transformation. And as part of that, I work in the area that is really at the forefront of our innovation agenda and our digital strategy.
So what types of key technologies and business models are you now seeing that are an opportunity or a threat to your business?
Yeah, so we are certainly seeing some significant trends in changing consumer behaviour and also in underpinning technology. So if I give a few examples, we certainly see the IoT landscape as a particular opportunity and threat. As the world becomes more connected, that will seriously have an impact on insurance business models. If I give a couple of examples, the connected car, for example, as we see the future of autonomous and connected vehicles, that will impact the way that we do business. Connected health is an interesting area as people begin to become much more aware of their wellness and their health data. That will impact how we approach propositions and customers. Other areas I think that we're seeing significant change, analytics. Mm-hmm. So the move towards machine learning and artificial intelligence I think will have an impact on what we do. Data is very important for the insurance industry, and certainly new forms of data via IoT and such like, and the analytics that sits on top of that is important. And then I think I'm also seeing a number of emerging business models and distribution changes. So a lot of people are talking about the sharing economy and the peer-to-peer markets. Again, they haven't quite hit insurance like they have in financial services as a whole, but certainly opportunities and threats in that space. And we particularly see the rise of a number of new personal financial management models, things like robo-advice having an impact on the business.
All right, great. So quite a wave of different technologies and models coming there.
Indeed, Andrew.
So you're running the venture investment area. Can you sort of describe your approach and how you do corporate venture capital?
Yes, so as I mentioned, We've been through quite a transformation in terms of our approach to innovation. Part of that is recognising that corporates can't innovate really well internally and on their own. They need to be part of the broader and wider ecosystem. So we have a range of ways that we engage with other generally small businesses who are doing innovative things in our space. One of them is deploying capital. So we set up a corporate venture fund. It's not a fund per se, so it's an off-balance sheet investment. We're making direct equity investments into early stage high growth potential companies. Our sweet spot is around that Series A, where we write checks of up to 5 million, and we're looking to invest around 20 million per annum over the next 5 years to build up a portfolio of companies. So Aviva Ventures is not a separate legal entity, it's part of the Aviva Group, but it's run as if it was a separate business. We have an investment committee from a governance perspective, and we effectively have a small team who do deals end to end.
Great, thanks for that.
Thank
sort of description.
Thank you.
So you've been involved in the Corporate Venturing Academy, and you understand the need to integrate what you're doing in your venturing. Could you give us an insight in how you link your CVC approach to the other parts of innovation and venturing teams and the core business with the
business. Yes, absolutely. So as I alluded to, this is part of our broader innovation strategy. It's critical from a corporate venturing perspective that that link is there. So for us, this is all about strategic return. So we work very closely with our innovation and new business team who work with startups at a slightly earlier stage of development, running test and learn and pilots and proposition development. And the work that we do is about bringing additional opportunities, insights, technology, capability back into the core organisation, either to challenge current strategy or support our strategic ambition. So as an example, in the deals that we do, we will also... I'm the investor, but we also align the portfolio company to one of the areas of our business where the strategic alignment is relevant. So if I think of a recent example, we made an investment in a company called Cocoon, which is an IoT play, a smart home security system, and we are aligning them as a portfolio company with our prevention and services division, who are looking at how IoT propositions are part of insurance going forward.
Great. And what types of partners do you work with, and which ones do you find most effective in building the long-term relationships?
Yeah, so we work with a wide range of partners, from other CVCs to VCs, to lawyers, bankers, brokers, and some academic institutions as well. I think each partner offers something different. I think we particularly get a benefit of co-investing with other venture capital firms, and we certainly get a benefit in terms of deal flow with working with other corporate venture firms who understand what we're doing, we understand what they're doing, and we can share opportunities.
And people are so central to corporate venturing and innovation. Can you give us an introduction to the members of your team and how you engage them with the core business?
Yeah, so we've got a small team. It's in two parts, effectively. There's myself and my colleague, Shah, who work on the venturing full-time. So Shah is really the deal lead, and his background is in corporate finance. And then we also have, as you say, which is critical, a virtual team across the business. So we have representatives from our legal department, our risk, our tax, our finance, and our the innovation and new business team that I mentioned. And they effectively work with us consistently, so we have a weekly session where we all get together, where we share what's happening in terms of deals and the other work that we're doing with the business. And that's important for us. It's not just about the investments we make. It's about, as an investor, we're out there in the marketplace and we're seeing a lot of trends, technologies and people. And what we try and do is share those opportunities and challenges into the wider business, as well as just focusing on deals. So, for example, I might work with members of the virtual team on different technologies or on different themes that we're looking at within venturing and share learnings. And those guys are important as they're linking to the other business units.
Great.
Thank you.
Today we're in the... I'm meeting you in the Aviva garage in London,
yes,
where we're going to be running our academy in that in June. I think it's a fantastic environment
here
to build that sort of innovation sort of feel. And for startups, could you describe it in terms of the location and the feel we've got here?
Yeah, so Aviva's digital garage is in the heart of the fintech area of London. So we're based in Hoxton Square, right on the square. We've got a three-story building here. We also have a building next door and one just down the road. And what we've tried to do is deliberately create an environment that is non-corporate, conducive to creativity. And it's where some of our digital technology and innovation teams sit and work. There are some great meeting spaces along with some great working spaces. We've also recently opened a version of this in Singapore. And as we look to engage in the broader community and the fintech community here in London, I think it's important that the location matches those aspirations. And I particularly enjoy using a facility like this when I'm working with small businesses, because it's a much better environment, I think, than a corporate headquarters style of environment.
Yeah, no, I'm impressed with the visits I've made here. So you're building sort of new technologies, new business models, and creating what I would describe as innovative new value chains. How do you see the challenge to the core business when you're developing these new models?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. Part of our challenge is we're a very, very big organisation, and we have ambitious plans in terms of our growth. And I think the challenge is getting the balance between delivering the business of today and understanding the businesses of tomorrow, so we can both deliver competitive advantage today and also build the new propositions that means that we will continue to thrive going forward and not end up having our Kodak moment.
So I guess the sort of final question in terms of how then do you measure your financial and strategic performance? You've raised a big smile there.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, this is an interesting one and often one that corporate venture capital gets asked, because it's an important aspect. So we try and balance financial performance with strategic performance. So we're reasonably new as a CVC, but we've set a baseline in terms of financial metrics, so we look at return, but we also look at, on a deal by deal basis, how the portfolio company learnings, insights, capabilities, technologies, propositions can come off the back of that, and we measure it, I guess, in terms of what we've learnt and how we've developed as an organisation and how we've shifted some of our thinking and potentially our propositions on the back of making those investments.
Great, thanks very much for that. And finally, what do you do to relax when you're not here between here and Singapore and working with startups?
Yes, so I guess my main modes of relaxation are spending time with the family, but I'm also a keen cook. So I think when I'm looking to relax most, I like to be in the kitchen cooking with a glass of wine and some great music in the background.
Oh, great. Well, I'm normally spending my time watching my kids cooking and baking and sort of stuff like that. I need to share their YouTube channels on cooking and that with you.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
Ben, thanks very much for giving us the insights on Aviva Ventures and that today.
Thank you very much.